You're listening to SBS News.
At the Hellenic Art Theatre in Sydney's Inner West, a production is paused. The lights are out and the chairs are empty, but the stage is still set. After just two performances of the Greek play Plutos, coronavirus lockdown measures have interrupted the show mid-season. The company's production manager, Evelyn Savalas, says cast and crew can't wait to reopen.
We're waiting on a razor's edge. We can't wait. And as you can see around you, the theatre, this has been built by us, by our own volunteers, with a lot of sweat, and we're not going to let that go. It's very important to us.
Ask any Greek Australian in Sydney and they'll tell you the theatre is a staple. It was founded by Stavros Economides in 1983. He had been performing in Greek plays for decades well before that.
I thought there was at the time, you know, and we're talking about in 65, 70, there was a demand for it. People didn't have anywhere to go culturally. And that was one thing that that would keep our culture alive and the language. Eventually we found out that children's theatre is a most important element of keeping the language. And with Evelyn Savalas, who is my right hand, if you like, we sort of together got children here and did a lot of work with them.
To thank the efforts of Greek Australians like Stavros and Evelyn, a Sydney council has officially named a precinct in the inner west suburbs of Marrickville and Dulwich Hill, Little Athens. The region's Mayor Darcy Byrne says they're the ones who made the bustling suburb what it is today.
This is an act of symbolic recognition and respect for the incredible contribution that Greek migrants have made to the Inner West. They've made the Inner West the birthplace of Australian multiculturalism.
The latest census results shows up to 400,000 Australians have Greek ancestry and almost half live in Melbourne. But historian Professor Nick Dumanis from the University of New South Wales says what many people don't realise is Sydney had the largest Greek community at the beginning of the century. It was outdone by Melbourne after the Second World War.
Most Greek Australians came here after the Second World War, most of them, with very little, hardly anything in their suitcases. And decided that they would make a living here and try to find security and build a life. And they made the most of what Australia offered them. And gradually some things from Greek culture would then spread out into the community. So, for example, that interest Australians have in olives, I think is primarily our influence, although Italians might have something to say about that.
Filmmaker Alex Lycos was born and raised in Marrickville. His films are often based on its suburban streets with plots that have strong Greek undertones.
You get married, you have kids, you're miserable, but at least you're married.
I'm gonna get married!
He also directs and stars in theatre shows inspired by the area, which are popular among the locals.
They saw themselves on that stage, and that's what got them to bring their families, their relatives, you know, people who weren't normally going to the theatre. This has been happening for 60 years or so, where, you know, we've been grinding away telling stories that come from the area that we've grown up in.
Praising the efforts of the past, paving the way for the future. Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.